Hello and welcome to the IRPP's Interview the Author series. My name is Nicola Johnston and today I am joined by my guest, Harvey Lazar. Harvey Lazar is an adjunct professor at the School of Public Administration and a senior research associate at the Center for Global Studies at the University of Victoria. He is the author of the new study, Many Degrees of Policy Freedom, the Federal Government's Role in Care for Seniors, published by the Institute for Research on Public Policy. Welcome, Professor Lazar.
Thanks, Nicola.
So to begin, your study looks at the role the federal government has played in senior care. You also note that there are intersecting roles that the federal and provincial and territorial governments play in caring for the elderly in Canada. So can you tell us why looking at senior care from this perspective is important?
Government has a really big role in the lives of seniors. It's much bigger for seniors than for the rest of the population. Government accounts for a huge chunk of the money that seniors receive. It's responsible for the quality of services that they get, and the services the governments don't provide, they regulate, they oversee. And within a federal state, some of these responsibilities are carried out by the government in Ottawa and some by provinces. In fact, this is an unusual case. It's a clear situation where the federal and provincial governments have clearly delineated roles. This is not an issue of a problem in intergovernmental relations. What's not fine is the supply of care that comes out of these arrangements. Most care is informal, and by that I mean it's provided by spouses, kids, friends, neighbors, and so on. It can be as simple as clearing a walkway of snow in winter or driving someone to a medical appointment. But it can also involve much tougher tasks, like protect the person living at home with early stages of dementia. Over 4 million Canadians over the age of 45 provide this kind of care. Yet one-third of Canadians who require care report unmet needs. And the key point here is that as the population ages, more people are going to require care, and there's going to be a smaller share of the population that is able to provide it. And this is a situation that can only get worse, and so it's essential that provincial and federal governments get together and figure out how to meet this challenge. Doing nothing is a policy, but it's a bad policy that will condemn future generations of seniors to unnecessary hardship. So, Nicola, I'm really saying that this is a situation that can't be allowed to fester any longer.
Mm. And in a nutshell, can you tell us what the federal government currently does to support seniors versus the role played by the provinces and territories?
The federal government's role is mainly to help seniors through the retirement income system. It provides seniors with pensions, and it helps working-age population save for retirement. For every $100 which a senior receives, $42 comes directly from pensions paid by governments, mainly by the federal government, and another $34 comes from out of the same $100 comes from private pensions and RRSPs, which benefit from tax breaks. In other words, more than three-quarters of the income which seniors receive benefit from government policies. Although provincial governments have some role, for example, in CPP and QPP, it's mainly the federal government that provides the income for seniors. It's exactly the opposite in the case for the provision of services. That's where the provinces have the lead role. They fix the standards that professional caregivers are required to meet and the training programs that they must take to reach those standards. Provinces determine which seniors have priority for access to care. They regulate private group homes like nursing homes. They also provide care in provincially run facilities and set the rates that have to be paid for the different levels of care. And in fact, in the last few years, some provinces have actually begun to subsidize informal caregiving as well. Think of it this way. Through the retirement income system, the federal government plays a major role in providing seniors with the money they need to buy care. So they influence the demand side of the market. Provinces create the supply side. How many formal caregivers there are that the provincial government can afford, the amount of assisted living space they create, and so forth. So the federal government plays a role on the demand side and the provinces on the supply side.
Hmm. And your study also looks at a wide range of options that the federal government could pursue to better support senior care within its constitutional responsibility. And one of these focuses on providing support to seniors who have light or intermediate care needs, as you put it. Can you tell us about these?
The big question is whether the federal government will stick with its traditional role and focus on improving the demand side, thus providing more income for seniors to buy more care, or whether it has a backup role to the provinces and territories in enhancing supply. If it sticks with the demand side, it avoids the possibility of friction with provinces. In that event, it still has a range of options, from enriching public pensions to enhancing tax incentives for private provision. But there are also supply-side options that would not bother most provinces and some might actually welcome. For example, refundable tax credits for informal caregivers on a scale that far exceeds current incentives, or at another level, providing matching capital grants for provinces so that provinces have an incentive to build more accommodation for seniors.
But conversely, you talk about enhancing the provision of and the access to prolonged and more complex care. So can you tell us about these options as well?
Yeah, for the light and intermediate side, I mentioned that there are options which involve the private sector as well as the public sector. For people who require complex care, I think this is really a role for the public sector. And the question is, how do we provide for it? Canadians should be expected to save enough during their work years to pay for some care in retirement. But it's not sensible for Canadians to be asked to save enough to pay for complex care for an extended period of time, 5 or 10 years. The probability that any one individual will need such care for such a long period is low. But the fact is that some people will. And so this is the kind of risk that is best handled through some form of social insurance. And here the main question is whether such an extension of social insurance would be pre-funded and not kick in for decades, or whether it would be paid out of general revenues like old age security is now and start very quickly. There are also supply-side options here on the heavy care, but they're quite similar to the ones I mentioned earlier on the light side.
And so finally, Professor Lazar, do these findings have implications for the renegotiation of the health accord in 2014?
My main message is that without treating into provincial jurisdiction in a way that will confuse responsibility and accountability, there is a role for the federal government on the light and intermediate side and on the demand side. And aging of society is a certainty, so there's we're looking at a big shortfall going forward. Now, whether this question is dealt with through the forthcoming negotiations or not, it's going to be the elephant in the room. It could be on the agenda. The agenda looks like it's going to be huge at the moment, because not only is the health accord going to be renegotiated, but all of the other arrangements between the federal and provincial governments. And by the other arrangements, I mean things like equalization and the social transfer, as well as the health accord. And if the issue of seniors is not directly on the agenda, it's not possible for federal and provincial governments to make decisions without taking some account of what's going to be required in that particular area. So it'll be on the agenda, either formally or informally.
Well, thank you very much for joining us today, Professor Lazar. It was a pleasure speaking with you.
Thank you, Lisa.
Harvey Lazar is an adjunct professor at the School of Public Administration, and he is a senior research associate at the Center for Global Studies at the University of Victoria. He is the author of the new study, Many Degrees of Policy Freedom, The Federal Government's Role in Care for Seniors, published by the Institute for Research on Public Policy. The study is available free of charge from our website at www.irpp.org.